Welcome back to the Much Grander Pop Quiz with lap number 3, beginning with question number 43. Which daf do we learn that a menorah takes precedence over Kiddush because of Barsuma Nisa? That's on daf Chav Gimel. Good, number 44. What do we learn the brisa that supports the idea that any material can be Makabel Tumah? That's on daf Chav Zayin. Good, number 45. What do we learn that a person considers his hands as if they're 4x4 tefachim wide? That's on daf Duff, hey, good. Number 46. What do you learn that one is permitted to wear tefillin Erev Shabbos because he's always aware that he's wearing it and therefore not concerned he's going to come to wear it on Shabbos in Rosh Hashanah? That's on Duff. Yud Beis. Good. Number 47. What do you the question whether someone is permitted to remove the dough he placed in an oven on Shabbos? That's on Duff. Dalad. Good. Number 48. Where do we have the miracle of the Ner Maravi, the Western lamp? That's on Duff. Chabez, good. Number 49. Where do we have the mission that mentions that there were 18 enactments? Yud Ches Dvarim. That's on Daf. Yud Gimel. Good. Number 50. Where do we learn about our inability to grasp the government's thinking, given the complexity of the issues? That's on Daf. Yud Aleph. Good. Number 51. Where do we learn that topping a bundle of reeds by lifting one end and then topping the next end and going four amos and rishos of rubbing, one is not chai? That's on Daf. Ches, good. Question number 52. What do you learn that one is only liable for a malacha if he did it single-handedly? That's on Daf. Gimel, good. Number 53. What do you have the question whether Al Hanisim is included in the benching on Hanukkah? That's on Daf. Chav Dalad, good. 54. What do you learn that one should not sit on a sick person's bed because the Shekhinah is there? That's on Daf. Yud Beis, great. Number 55. Where do we learn why one can't put wheat in a water mill if it will continue to work on Shabbos? That's on Daf. Yud Ches, good. Number 56. Where do we have the three cases of lamps where oil comes from a separate vessel? We have a malchukas whether one can use those lamps. That's on Daf. Chav Tes, good. Number 57. Where do we have that the rabbis decree that bread, oil, wine, and the daughters of Ovdei Avodah Zarah are prohibited? That's on Daf. Yud Zayin. Good. Number 58. Where do we learn that one can't leave meat in the oven Erev Shabbos unless it's reached the point of Machal Ben Drosai? That's on Daf. Chav. Great. Number 59. Where do we have the reason one must eat in a room that is illuminated is because of Kavod Shabbos, and that's the reason why we can't light with Itran? That's on Daf. Chafe, good. Number 60. What do you learn that garments that are worn at night, ksus laila, are not chayv and tzitzes? That's on Daf. Chav Zayin, good. Number 61. What do you learn the various ways to perform hadlakas ner Chanukah? That's on Daf. Chafav, good. Number 62. What do the question whether lush mixing requires manual mixing? That's on Daf. Yud Ches. Good. And finishing up lap number 3 with question number 63. What do you learn that the earth of Eretz Amim is Tameh? That's on Daf. Tezvav. Good. Now beginning lap number 4 with question number 64. What do you learn that the primary act in the mitzvah of Chanukah is the Hadlaka, not the Hanacha? That's on Daf. Chav Gimel. Good. Number 65. What do you learn that two strangers can eat meat and milk at the same table? That's on Daf. Yud Gimel, good. Number 66, what do you learn about the different start times for prohibited activities before Mincha, that if you start the activity, then you can continue, you don't have to stop for Mincha? That's on Daf. Test, good. Number 67, where do we learn about the three times that Netilas Yadayim was instituted? That's on Daf. Yidol, good. Number 68, where do we learn that one is permitted to burn Tamei Truma? That's on Daf. Chafe, good. Number 69. What do you learn the three reasons why balsam oil, tzeri, was prohibited to be used to light for Shabbos? One being that it's flammable. That's on Daf. Chavav, good. Number 70. Where do you learn Rabbi Kiva Shita that kutuk mishachun chadamya, something contained in airspace, is considered as if it came to rest there? That's on Daf. Dalad, good. Number 71. Where do we learn that a menorah 20 amos high or higher is pasul? That's on Daf. Chabez. Good. Number 72. Where do you learn Rabbi Yehuda's sheet that the two walls are enough to make something considered a Rishus Yachid? That's on Daf. Vav. Good. Number 73. Where do we learn the reason for the Rabbanan? The Tame metalware that was broken and repaired reverts to its old Tuma status was out of concern for disuse of the Mechatas. That's on Daf. Tezayin. Good. Number 74. Where do we learn that one should not embark on a boat less than 3 days before Shabbos? That's on Daf. Yutes. Good. Number 75. What are the Machlokas about throwing a reed basket, a kaveris, into a shizarabim? That's on Daf. Ches. Excellent. Number 76. What are the Machlokas of Abaye and Rabba regarding Chori Rosh Hashanah crevices in Rosh Hashanah? That's on Daf. Zion. Good. Number 77. Where do the Derabbanan that glassware is considered like earthenware because it comes from sand? That's on Daf. Tezvav. Good. Number 78. Where do we have the question whether a hand should be considered a karmelis and a person should be able to retract it if he places it in another Rishus holding on to something? That's on Daf. Gimel. Good. Number 79. Where do we have the definitions and examples of the four different Rishuyas, the four different domains? That's on Daf. Vav. Good. Number 80. Where do we have the Pshat and the Pasuk? Habor Reik Ein Bo Mayim. That's on Daf. Chabez. Good. Number 81. Where do we have the question whether Akira's Gufo is considered like an Akira's Chafetz? That's on Daf. Gimel. Good. Number 82. Where do we learn that one should treat his sons equally, unlike Yaakov's treatment of Yosef? That's on Daf. Yud. Good. And number 83. Where do we have the sixth enactment that is Sefer Torah, Nevim, or Ksuvim, or Pasul Truma? That's on Daf. Yud. Good. And finally, question number 84 and lap number 4. Where do we learn that a Karmos was given certain leniencies of Rishus Yachid and Rishus Rabim? That's on Daf. Zion. Excellent. All right. You've now completed the much grander pop quiz. 84 questions on 84 topics on 28 Watt. It's remarkable that you're able to do such a thing. You should keep shagging, keep learning, use this as a review throughout the week. This is Rabbi Avram Golder from Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.